Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm rejoicing. I'm praising God. I'm counting my blessings. And I get blessed as I count them. I can't help it. And neighbor, I don't have to whoop it up to get encouraged. I whoop it up because I am encouraged. I'm praising God. I'm not discouraged in the least. I don't know the answer to all the problems, and I see the perilous times as honest as this old world, but I know in whom I have believed. I met Jesus back there as a 16-year-old boy. I walked that old sawdust trail up to the altar at a camp meeting at 208th and Holgate in Portland, Oregon. The old Multnomah County Holiness Association campground. I'd been there for years, and I didn't know anything about them, but I stumbled into a little old church over in St. John's and started going to church. Our family did. And the reason I went to that one particularly, a teenage girl in Roosevelt High School was a friend of my older sister's. They were in the same grade, and Virginia Vesey talked to my sister Dorothy and told her about their little Sunday school and church, and it was called Wesleyan Methodist, and it's the little old white church that used to be over there that sat catty-cornered to the corner. It didn't face either street. It faced the corner of the two streets on Chicago Avenue. And she wanted us to come. And I really wasn't interested, but I found out her daddy had a new Hudson, and he'd pick us up. And boy, I get to ride in a new Hudson. So I went along, and those people, they were friendly, but oh, they were so religious, and they, you know, I had sized them up with a critical eye. But out of that, I started going, hit and miss, and more misses than there were hits, but eventually God was working. And my mama got in the center of God's will through their efforts, and she began to pray more. She'd always prayed, but she wasn't really where she needed to be, but she got in the center of God's will, and my dear little old mother, she became a saint, a pillar in Israel, an old handmaiden of the Lord, and she got to see all her children saved, and she got to see her husband saved, and we got to see some uncles saved and all because of what God did. But they got me to go to the camp meeting. They rented the ground out on Holgate. And I went to that camp meeting. And they had a preacher from over at Billings, Montana, W.C. Brannan. And he was firing away there. And he talked my language. And oh, boy, had been around ranchers and working men, and man, I wondered where he found all about me. He's preaching right at me. I thought he knew some of my secret sins. And I'll tell you, I got under conviction, and I told God, Lord, if there's anything to this, I want it, Lord. And I felt that I'd go to the altar, and I thought it over, and it was, I believe it was the closing Sunday of that camp. I'm not sure of that, but it was back there in 1939, and I remember Sunday morning, I thought I'd go to the altar that morning, and he didn't preach, and they had a guest speaker, a man by the name of Stocker. He'd written a book, I think, seven times around the world with the Holy Ghost or something like that, and he preached and he preached and he preached. And I was going to go to the altar, but I think he was a very good man, but he didn't have my number. But that little old preacher from Billings, Montana, he had it. And that Sunday night, I left Sunday morning and I didn't go. And I was under such heavy conviction, I thought I'd die before the day was done. And I said, Lord, if you let me live to tonight, I'll be at the altar. And he preached that night, and that great preacher, and I thought he'd never quit preaching so I could get to the altar. I went up there and I prayed through and they prayed for me and I found Jesus. I was saved. There's a lot of things I didn't know, but I know I made a deal with God. He could have everything if he'd just let me know I was ready for heaven. Some folks after that said, well, my brother Stocker preached a great sermon. No wonder you got saved. And I thought, well, in myself, I have to laugh. It wasn't Stocker's preaching at all. It was Brannon's preaching. And preacher, let me encourage you. You don't have to have a big name or be a man of renown. You may just be a simple little old pastor or a preacher doing what you can. Hang in there. God uses all his servants. And I got saved that night, and my life was changed. Neighbor, I made a deal with God. If he would let me know it was him, and I prayed with an earnest heart, and all I knew is the language I'd heard the cowboys and the loggers talk about, preachers being lazy, so-and-sos, cockeyed preachers too lazy to work, and they'd laugh, and I'd pick that up, you know, but I've thought of that. Well, maybe some of us preachers are cockeyed. I don't know. But I know in whom I have believed, and I know I've been to Jesus, and I know a lot of those preachers, most all of them that I've known, they loved the Lord, and God used them. And God wants to use you, and he wants to use us together, and he's using us, and he's going to do something with simple people. Not the mighty. We're glad for the ones that are capable, that are well-trained, that can preach and all. I don't claim to be a great preacher, but I know in whom I have believed, and I've been able to tell people what happened to me and what would happen to them if they would walk with Jesus and surrender, because God is no respecter of person, and God used me, and he's still using me. And some people back there said, well, why don't you just quit? And I said, I can't quit. And then that preacher said, well, I hung my shingle in my own window and do what I can. And that's what I've been doing. I hung out the shingle and painted a new name on it, called it First Nation Ministries. And God is blessed. And I don't know where he's going. And I want you to pray that God will raise up some young man to take this over, young people. I'm running out of time. But God's got all that in his hand, and he'll take care of that. If we mind him today, he'll help us, and he will bless us. And I cannot believe, dear friend, I give God the glory. I'm boasting, not boasting at all, except anything, except the things that I'm boasting in the Lord, not for you or for me, but for our Lord. I am amazed at what he's brought to pass. And this field out there, it hasn't been going to the mighty, because there's those that have gone out and built big churches and schools, but they quit. It's a hard field. And the attitude is, well, these people are too hard to help. One preacher said, you can get a lot more people saved for $1,000 in Africa than you can on these reservations. I think that's true. Over half of the people in Africa profess to being born again, and just a few, very few out of every 100 in Indian country know Jesus. We failed. There are hard people to reach. They're very religious by nature. But they're worshiping the wind gods and the spirits and the sun gods, and they all have a different slant and so forth. There's no other name given among men, Indian friend, if you're listening, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he revealed to your ancestors some of the truth. I don't make fun of Indian religion, for they were a law unto themselves. And God told us in his word not to worry about back there the heathen, the ones that had never heard of Jehovah, Almighty God, were a law unto themselves. But now's the day Jesus has come. We're living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. God has given us his word. An Indian friend, if you're listening, you need Jesus. I'm not saying you need to be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Pentecostal or anything else. You need to meet Jesus. With the mouth, confession is made. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And in the day that you seek him with your whole heart, he will be found of you. Neighbor, our work is cut out.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.